What do you want, Lionel?
This is Sonny, your voice.
How's your day going, honey?
I don't have time for this. You working your side job?
Something like that.
Sorry, I'm in kind of a good mood here. The holding cells are at max capacity for all the bus we made today.
Pick up any homicides?
I knew you'd be interested in that.
And no, not a one.
Then who's filling up the holding cells?
We're helping other departments deal with their overflow. We got a bunch of dealers.
And that identity theft ring responsible for 3 murders. These guys had been hiding under a rock for 2 years. So an email was sent out to the ringleader's entire contact list.
Guess criminals shouldn't trust technology to hide their dirty work. Did any of the ID thieves get hurt during the arrest?
As a matter of fact, the ringleader tried to take off. End up doing the swan dive down.
An open elevator shaft. Freak accident.
Some accident.
You know something I don't?
Maybe one or two things.
Fine, don't tell me.
I need to know if you're coming, because I gotta work on my latest excuse where my partner is hiding.
Later. Be sure to save me some paperwork.
Sure, the number's got some kind of detonator in his desk drawer. There's gotta be a bomb nearby.
Yo! Double! Everybody out of the building now! Get down! You need to evacuate the building, sir!
Detective Riley, can you fill me in?
We found the explosive downstairs. Bomb squad got to it in time, but we're clearing the building for another sweep.
Did he call in the threat?
No. Jackass searched bomb making and building demolition online. Search engine security alerted us.
Mr. Bees? Have we eliminated the threat?
I didn't have to, Finch. Samaritan's still doing our job for us.
Who'd kill this time?
No one. Just made sure a wannabe bomber got arrested. And Fosco said the precincts had a banner day.